Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, April 4th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, it's been a week of peak cosmic energy. Wednesday offered the first full moon after the spring equinox. That sent tides over the causeways in down East Maine and raised emotions, too. It was a week that marked the birth of the avatar Lord Rama in India. And in the Jewish tradition, it was Passover. And of course, tomorrow is Easter Sunday here in Christendom. Now, Wednesday's full moon in Virgo, opposite the sun in Pisces, resonated an energy of renewal. Did you feel it? It's considered a portal into new possibilities and potentially new realities. Now, the problem is you might want to stick with the way things used to be. Now, remember, we've been under the influence of a Saturn-Neptune conjunction that's been dissolving norms and structures. Take a look at the news, will you? And that cycle lasts for about 35 years when new future norms and structures will also dissolve. Well, that's the way of the world. Everything is impermanent, and one can see how differently the world appears to be shaking up, or shaping up. How's that for a Freudian slip? Now, the day begins with the moon in Libra. Oh, Libra. We love Libra. Libra is a Venus-ruled sign. Now, this nakshatra, that is a portion of Libra, is called Swati. It's a celestial position symbolized by the five winds. Yeah, winds. Can you believe that? In the extreme, winds are powerful. You know that. Winds carry things away, a kind of winnowing to separate the wheat from the chaff. And that's quite a metaphor for separating the da-da-da-da-da. Now, meanwhile, Mars, the planet of war, has just entered Pisces, the mutable water sign symbolized by two fishes swimming in different directions, the material and the spiritual. Now, wherever Mars goes, it stirs things up. Everyone has Pisces somewhere in their birth chart, so expect to feel a new jolt in some area of your life. Now, later this month, around April 18th, Mars will conjunct Saturn. Whoa, keep your eye on that time of the month because it's not considered auspicious as both planets are malefics. And when you have two malefics together, well, you can get a very explosive situation. Saturn, the planet of constraint, frustrates Mars, the planet of assertion, and that can lead to frustration, the kind that can be explosive. Now, patience and calm are the recommended antidotes for when these two planets conjoin. If and when an explosive urge to tantrum emerges, seriously, count to 10. Now, Venus, the energy of love, is in Aries. Now, Aries is its sign of debilitation. This is very interesting because Aries is a Mars-ruled sign. So Venus typically acts like Mars. It's self-centered and can be quite passionate, much more so than reserved, demure Venus likes to be. Now, Venus in Aries is said to love the chase, but not so much the commitment. It burns red hot on an amazing trajectory, but typically burns out, such as romance under a Venus-Aries signature. So on the good side of things, it could be a very romantic month. Whether it lasts, well, hard to say. But now, if you are still in love when Venus moves into Taurus around April 20th, you'll know if you have a keeper or need to move on. That's why they say love is blind. Now, for the rest of the week, the moon transits from Libra today to Scorpio, always an intense couple of days midweek, across the karmic knot known as the Gadanta into fiery Sagittarius, where it opposes Jupiter. Now, the moon in Sagittarius opposite Jupiter can be an energy of enormous exuberance on one hand or just too much of a good thing on another come Thursday and Friday. Well, it could be something to look forward to, but there's always or there can be a hangover when there's too much of a good thing. By next Saturday, the moon reaches Sirius and sober Capricorn, and it comes to a conjunction with Pluto. Oh, dear. Moon, Pluto, and Capricorn, well, it's like in a poker game when it's time to show your cards. There's no more bluffing. So expect a big reveal in some part of your life. and out there in the world at large. Well, that's something to look forward to. Meanwhile, the daylight increases day by day, and the earth returns to life after a long, hard winter. What a gift that is. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. So don't be a fool. Take charge of your life. Now, see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming on the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.